How many of you have not heard my testimony? Raise your hands. Oh, that's too many to ignore. So I'd like to share it with you, but I'll do it this way. I know we have some children in here. Well, we're all children, but even some young children. And so this song is specifically for them, but if the rest of you want to listen, you're welcome to. I asked God a few years ago for a simple song to communicate His love, and this was the answer to my prayer. Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall. Humpty Dumpty had such a terrible fall. And some good old self-righteous church folks say, well, if he wasn't on the wall in the first place. Now that really helps Humpty, doesn't it? All the king's horses, all the king's men couldn't help old Humpty get it together again. With his life all in pieces, he did the right thing. In the depths of his dilemma, he called on the king. Then the king said, Humpty, I've been watching you. Makes me think of wading the water. I've been watching you. You said make myself at home. Just waiting for this chance. The king said, Humpty, I've been waiting for this chance to pull you through. Now Humpty Dumpty's back together again. Happy now than he's ever been. He found his purpose for living, his whole life's forgiven through. Jesus came to his rescue, made old Humpty Dumpty better than new. Better than new. Yeah. Is this story familiar? Could old Humpty be you? And though you've tried all the answers, still you're coming unglued. Kind of cracking up. I'm so glad you humored me by that courtesy laugh. Well, why don't you call on the king instead of horses and men? I don't think you heard me. I said, why don't you call on the king instead of horses and men? You'll be amazed at the change as the miracle begins. And Humpty Dumpty's back together again. Happy now than you've ever been. Found your purpose for living, your whole life's forgiven. King Jesus came to your rescue, made old Humpty better than new. You see, life can work much better than a nursery rhyme. Little Miss Muffet sat on a tuffet, eating her curds and whey. That's when it starts to get weird for me. What are curds and whey? Well, it's no big deal. She's having her dessert. It's a beautiful day on the Cape. But all of a sudden, along comes not the harmless itsy bitty. Oh, no. An 8-foot wide back widow tarantula spider up to it and sits down beside her. And Little Miss Muffet is out of there. No kidding. You should have seen that thing. Some of you have been afraid of spiders your whole life. Maybe your mama sang that to you. I break that fear in Jesus' name. Or this classic. Let's examine it, shall we? Rock-a-bye baby. So far, so good. In the nursery? On the front porch? No, these songwriters tried to get cute with it. I know, dude. Let's put the baby in a treetop, man. Far up. That's the beauty of songwriting. You can put the baby anywhere you want. But it's cool when the wind blows a cradle will rock. Ah, Calgon, take me away. And just before Junior drifts off into a dreamless sleep, Edgar Allan Poe. When the bell breaks, the cradle will fall. And down will come baby to spend 3 days in intensive care. Now, for those sensitive souls, as I said the other night, I don't want you to worry about the baby. God healed the baby. The baby is pastoring a church in Oregon, okay? What is my point? My point is simply that life can work much better than a nursery rhyme. Because there's a God who really loves you. And he promised to be with you all of the time. Hey, you see, once upon a time, old Humpty was me. I grew up in Natchez, Mississippi, a little town right on the Mississippi River, way down south. I went to church almost every Sunday, and if you would have asked me, I'd have said, oh yes, I believe in God, I believe in Jesus. I knew about Jesus, but I didn't have a relationship with God. As a result of that, my life was empty. I tried to fill it up with music and sports and popularity and girlfriends and weird philosophies and books and later on drugs. Nothing filled up the emptiness in my heart. Because there's a God-shaped vacuum that only he can fill. And religion can't fill it. And knowing about Jesus can't fill it. Only having a relationship with him by his grace. So I went to 1 year of college. I majored in jazz music. Shooby-dooby-wah. Nobody interpret, please. And some of y'all are going, huh? What did he say? That was for you, Derek. Derek has the interpretation. That's a scary thing. And me and my intellectual friends would sit around and talk about things like, what is the purpose for the existence of man? Why am I here? And my favorite question, are we really here? Most of the time we weren't all there. But I finally, the answer dawned upon me, and I shared it with my intellectual friends. I use that term very loosely. I said, hey guys, anything goes, man. Love is the answer. Love. Oh, it sounds so great. Like Diana Ross says, I feel a lot of love in this room. As funny as it sounds, it was sad because we were right. Love is the answer, but there was one major problem. We didn't know who love is. I graduated after only 1 year of college. Some people call it quitting. Whatever term you prefer. And I got in this band called Fancy Music. We wore long-tailed tuxedos and top hats and canes and did rock arrangements of 20s music, Al Jolson. And we also did some other cool dance music. And I thought I was cool. I still do. And I'd go home for the holidays, and my family and friends, just as lost as I was, would pat me on the shoulder. Small town boy makes good. We're so proud of you. And I'd smile, my show business smile, and say, just hope you're as happy as I am someday. I was lying. I was lying to them. I was lying to myself. I wasn't happy, but I rarely stayed still or sober enough to come to grips with that fact. Until I met Rita at KFC. I was working at a recording studio, and she prayed for me, as I've already mentioned, invited me to her church. And there were people there with a real relationship with the real God. And Jesus became real to me. I said, God, I've made a mess of my life. I had been arrested for possession of drugs just a few weeks before this particular night. And God used that to show me that I was definitely on the wrong road. I said, God, I've made a mess of my life, but if you would you forgive me? Would you be my Savior and my Lord? And the Lord said, of course. And before that night was over, I was a different person. I didn't need to smoke dope anymore. I didn't. And I was so grateful that I asked Rita to marry me. I'm so glad she said yes. And I'd love to tell you that we've had absolutely no problems ever since, but I don't want to lie in church especially. But you know what? God has been faithful to us. I opened the word today to Psalm 89, and it said, I will sing of the loving kindness of the Lord forever. With my mouth, I will make known his faithfulness to all generations. I'm glad to know that God is real. and that he cares about us. You see, once upon a time, old Humpty was me. But then the King came along, King Jesus, and he made me complete. Jesus still makes me complete. I'm so glad that Humpty Dumpty's back together again. I'm happier now than I've ever been. I found my purpose for living, my whole life's forgiven. King Jesus came to my rescue, made this old Humpty better than new. Now he will do the same for you. Are you a Humpty Dumpty too? La 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 la. Give King Jesus a hand clap of praise. I'd like to share a song of encouragement with you. My favorite songs. Lord, I want to be led by your Spirit, but sometimes I feel so afraid. Then other times, like Jacob, I wrestle with you, Lord, while my foolish heart tries to have its own way. And even when I think I'm strong, Lord, I know I'm weak and frail. That's why I put my trust in you by your grace, and you remind me of this promise that won't fade. I hear you say, when you walk through the water, I will be with you, and the river will not overflow. And I'll never let you down. It doesn't mean we always understand why God allows what he allows, but it does mean that God is utterly faithful, trustworthy. Thou, O Lord, art a shield for me. You're my glory and the lifter of my head. When I'm facing out from within, from without, may I always be reminded of these words that you said. Here in Cape Cod this Sunday morning, I hear you, we hear you say, when you walk through the water, I will be with you, and the river will not overflow. You might get deep sometimes, but though you walk through the water, still I'm right with you. Through the flood of flame, you won't be burned or drowned. 'Cause I'm the God who lifts you up. When the night gets long and you can't go on, I'll be there to carry you. I'll be your strength when you're weary, child, and even when you're strong. My name is faithful and true. I will complete what I've begun in you. I know where you are, I know where you live. I'm gonna take care of you, my child. I'll even give you grace to trust me, says the Lord. Redeemer. Thank you, Lord, that you are the Redeemer. Do you receive that? Praise God. I told the folks the other night, I said, if you hear something and your spirit is saying, yes, that's mine, then just reach out. And physically, just reach out symbolically and put that word in your heart. That's mine. That's mine. Faithful is he who called you, who will also perform it. I mentioned briefly last night, serving God in our own strength is like someone giving you a gift of a fine automobile, and instead of operating that automobile properly, you get behind it and you push it to the grocery store. You push it everywhere you want to go. Now, you may make some progress. You're going in the right direction. You're very sincere, and you're utterly exhausted. Why? Because as Watchman Nee said, only Jesus Christ has ever lived the normal Christian life, and only he can, so you quit trying to live it. Don't live for the Lord. Let the Lord live through you. If anyone is in Christ, he or she is a new creation. Old things are passed away. Behold, all has become new. We, when we say yes to Jesus, when we're born again by the Spirit of God, we become a new species. We're not earthbound anymore. And I don't just mean that in that we're on our way to heaven. Thank God for that. But God's greatest goal is not to get you and me to heaven. It's to conform us to the image of Christ. It's to get heaven into us and into our world through us. We really do carry the glory of the Lord. Christ in us is the hope of glory. Luke, I was thinking about you, and I believe the Lord wants me to share this with you. That you and Tahila have honored your... Where is she? She's here somewhere. Okay, there you are. You and Tahila have honored your father and your mother. And part of the promise of God through Jesus is you'll have a long life because of that. Rita and I are so impressed with the way you guys love your parents. And I just want you to know that these guys are strong. Your mom and dad, as you know, they're very strong. Tahila is strong. I want to tell you something, Luke. You are strong. There is a strength in you. I can see the passion in you when you play your instrument, when you just talk about life. There's a passion in you, and you have rightly kept it in reserve. You are a meek person. That means strength under control. That's a very admirable trait. Moses was called the meekest of all the people on the earth. And as you go to college, as you grow, you're going to find, God's going to amaze you at the strength that begins to flow out of you. It doesn't mean your personality will change. God gave you your personality, and he delights in your unique personality. When you were 4 years old, I told myself, I'd never met anybody like this guy. And what a blessing you were then, and what a blessing you are now. I just want to encourage you that as you grow up, you won't be in your parents' shadow. You'll always have their prayerful, loving covering. But you will become your own man unto God. And there's a strength and adventures that await you because of what God has put in you. So I just want to encourage you with that. Amen. That's good stuff.